Daf Nun Dalet. So we got four lines down. The Gemara had mentioned in the Mishnah that the day that you would blow the most amount of tekiyos was when 48 blasts were made. So based on the tekiyos of the Mikdash, of the opening up of the gates, and the nine of the Talmud, and the nine of the Talmud Shabbat Rabbim, and then another nine for the Musaf, and there was Erev Shabbos, you have another six, and it totaled a total of 48. Sorry, the Gemara said Erev Shabbos B'soch HaChag, there are 48. So the Mishnah, I'm just going to go through the Mishnah quickly. The Mishnah said there were three for the Psichas HaSharm, three for the Shara Elyon, three for the Shara Tachton, three for the Miloy HaMaim, three for Agabe Mizbeach, then nine for the Tamid Shachar, nine for Tamid Shemerbaim, and nine for the Musaf. Now the Gemara asks the question, wait a second, and then three more, sorry, for the, and six more for the Erev Shabbos of the Mevatel Minamlacha. So Gemara asks the question, one of the things that the Mishnah had missed out was, look inside the Gemara now, five lines down from the top of Nundalad, V'ilu Limala Asiris Lo Katani. The Mishnah does not mention when they reach the 10th step that you blow another three instead of tekiyos. So why was that not mentioned? So the Gemara answers, Masnisin Mani, who authored the Mishnah, must be Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakovi. Tani, the writer says there's a machlokes. Shalosh lamala asiris, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov mer shalosh agabe mizbech. There's actually a machlokes. It wasn't that they did both. On a regular chalamori tzukas, they blew three tekiyos on the lamala asiris and another three on mizbech. It was one or the other. And the Brayse explains that, or the Gemara explains, Ha Omer Lamala Asiris Eino Omer Agabim Mizbeach. The one who said that they blew the shofar on the 10th step did not hold that they blew it on the Mizbeach. The Omer Agabim Mizbeach, the one who held our Mishnah, that they blew three shofros on the Mizbeach, did not say Eino Omer Lamala Asiris. So therefore, they're mutually exclusive, and our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that they blew it on the Mizbeach and not on the Mala Asiris. So what's the reason? What's machlokas, whether it's lamala asiris or mizbeach? It's a little unclear what the really essence of the machlokas here is. But my time with the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, kevin de taka l'psichas sha'arim lamala asiris lamali de taka. Once they blew the shofar, when they opened up the gates, when they started going through the gates, why was there a need to take another step and blow the shofar when they're stepping on the 10th step? What was the need for that? So hi lav shahu, that wasn't a gate. What was the 10th step have to do with anything? Because, two crucial points in the Nisach HaMayim was going through the gates and the Mizbeach. The 10th stair seems to be an arbitrary place to blow the shofar. It wasn't a major junction, and therefore he felt you don't blow the shofar on the 10th step. And Rabbanin's response is, Rabbanin Savri, Kevin the Tukka Lamilo HaMayim, Agabe Mizbeach Lamali. Once you blew the shofar, when you drew the water, why was there a need to blow the shofar again when you pour the water on the Mizbeach? That seems to be unnecessary. Hokach lamala asiris adiv, therefore the 10th step was better. So unclear why exactly what the really goof machlokas is here, but Rashi just explained that they all had a mesora that you're supposed to blow a total of nine different tekiyos when it came to the Milu HaMayim. So one was when they went to the Shara Elyon, one was when the Shara Tachton, one was to the Shara HaMayim, and there was another three that they had to figure out. So again, machlokas, whether those other three were on the 10th step or was taking place on Gabe Mizbech. Gemara now says, Ki Aser Rav Acha Bar Chanina Midiroma, when he came from the south, Aisi Masnis Biyade, he presented a brice that he learned while he was in the south. It says in the Pasuk, B'nei Aaron HaKohanim Yisku B'chatzotros, that the children of Aaron the Kohanim would blow the Chatzotros. Shein Tam Lomer Yisku, Shekvar Nemar, Uskatim B'chatzotros Alolo Seichem, Val Zivchei Shalmechem. Why does he repeat this again? We know from a different Pasuk, later on, that they blew the Chatzotros. Why say it again here? So Mal Tam Lomer Yisku, Hakol l'fiyah musafim who token. So you blow the tekiyah on all the musafim. What does that mean? You blow the shofar on all the musafim. So he explains, Sutanila, fu'amrla. He taught the brisa and he explained the brisa. Lomer, to tell us, shetoken hakol musaf v'musaf, that you're supposed to have a separate set of nine tekiyos on each of the musafim. That's what we learn from this. If you just look at Rashi, Rashi says, Lomer shetoken, around 20 narrow lines up in Rashi, he explained the brisa. What does it mean that all the tekiyos go according to the musafim? The kamrin and shetoken akol musaf and musaf, that each musaf deserves its own set of tekiyos. Yom sheyesh bo shtei kedushas, if there's a day that has two different kedushas, two different yom tovim that they fuse together, could go on Shabbos for yom tov. Tzarech shnei musafim token akol musaf. You need a karban musaf for Shabbos, a karban musaf for Rosh Chodesh, and each one deserves its own set of tekiyos. Shomrim lemusaf Shabbos, shir shel Shabbos, v'token teisha tekiyos l'shlosha prakim, and the three kapitlach you say each deserve its set of tekiyos, a total of nine. Ulamusav Yomtev, Shirsha Yomtev, Token Testikiel. So each Musav, even though it's two Kedushos, they each deserve its own set of Tios. So that's the Din. So Gemara now says, wait a second. Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Er Shabbos Shabbosoch HaChag, Hayusham Memchaz, there are 48 different Tios. Vim Isav, it's really true that whenever you have two Kedushos come together, so we have another Hechatimsi, another scenario whereby you could have 48 Tios, which is what? Vim Isav, Lisne Shabbos Shabbosoch HaChag, Mishkachas LaChamishim V'chad. When Shabbos falls out in Sukkot, you're actually going to have a total of 51. Why 51? Erev Shabbos is 48. Now comes Shabbos, so you're going to be losing three of them, you take off six of them, because it's not Erev Shabbos. So you're down to 42 now. But you're going to add another nine for the Karban Musaf Shabbos, so 42 plus 9 is 51. That's going to get you more than 48. So why not teach that as another, as an even greater scenario? So Amar Rebbe Zera, Lefi She'ein Token, Lepsichas Sharim B'Shabbos. You don't blow the shofar when you open up the gates on Shabbos. Why not? So that therefore you lose a bunch of the tkiyos in that way. Why not? So if you look at the last Rashi, the Rashi in the last few narrow lines, She'ein Token, Lepsichas Sharim B'Shabbos. She'ein LeMitzvah. There's no mitzvah blowing shofar when you open up the gates for Mila Hamayim. When you blow shofar and carbon, that's a mitzvah, that's docha Shabbos. But blowing the shofar for the psicha sharm, there's no mitzvah. You can't be docha Shabbos. Because by the carbon, so that deserves a carbon, that deserves rather tkia. You blow on Shabbos. When you blew the shofar, when you go to the psicha sharm, was just kind of a warning sign, everyone get in their place. Blow docha Shabbos. It goes back to 48. You lose three of the tekiyos, so Shabbos is no better than Erev Shabbos. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, man ha de lo chash le kimcha. Who's this person who's not concerned with the flour? What that means is, when you make flour and you grind flour, you sift that which is good from that which is bad. Meaning what you're saying here doesn't make much sense. Why? He says, chada, number one is, de bechol yom tanan. It says in the Mishnah that every single day they blow psicha sharim. How do you suggest that they didn't blow shofar psicha sharm? Our Mishnah says every day of Sukkot there's psicha sharm tkiyos. So you can't just delete that. So there really should be 51 tkiyos on Shabbos. And number two, v'od, says the Rava. V'od, he says that inami, even if you want to say that they didn't blow the shofar on psicha sharm on Shabbos, fine, I'll grant you that. Nonetheless, kadar hadad ninu, it still should be equal. You still have 48 tkiyos. So why did the Mishnah opt to use Erev Shabbos on Sukkot as opposed to Shabbos Sukkot, and they both have 48. And I'll add on top of that, he says, and furthermore, it's actually a greater Chiddush to teach the Shabbos Sukkot than the Erev Shabbos Sukkot. Why? He says, because Inami Kadad de Ninu, Lisa Shabbos Shabbosoch HaChag, Hayusham Arba Mushmona, the Shmas Minu, you can learn Tarti, two things. Shmas Minu de Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, you teach that din, that you don't blow the shofar on the 10th step, rather Agabim Mizbech. And number two is, you could Shmas Minu de Rebbe Acha bar Chanina, you could teach his din as well, that you blow shofar al kol Musav and Musav, on Shabbos and Sukkot, each Karma Musav deserves its own set of nine tekiyos. That's a greater Chiddush than the Erev Shabbos din. So that's the question of the Gemara. So why don't we teach that in the Mishnah that Shabbos Shabbosoch HaChag also has 48 tekiyos? So Ella Amar Rava says the fish ain token lemilui hamayim b'Shabbos. You're right. Maybe we blow the shofar on Psicha Sharm, and even if we don't, we have 48. The truth is, it's much less because when we fill up the water, the milui hamayim, which we don't fill up on Shabbos, we fill up Erev Shabbos. You don't fill it up on Shabbos on Sukkot. Therefore, you've lost a lot more when there's no more milui hamayim. That's what the Gemara explains now. The fish ain't token the milui Shabbos. The batzei tuva, now we're missing a lot more. We're much less than 48, and that's why we couldn't teach this. So then the Gemara says, okay, what about the following? Listening nami Rosh Hashanah shechalios b'Shabbos. The ha ika tlasa musafim. There are three musafim on Rosh Hashanah. Musaf de Rosh Hashanah, Musaf de Rosh Chodesh, Musaf de Shabbos. So now we have, that's 9 times 3, that's 27. And we know every single day, there's always at least 21 tekiyos. So 21 plus 27 is 48. So that's another case that could have listed in the Mishnah as a 48 day, or 48 tekiyos in a day. So the Gemara says, because Erev Shabbos, Shabbosoch HaChag, Itzrich Leilashmina. We need a certain chiddush. There's a certain chiddush we needed to teach from Erev Shabbos, Shabbosoch HaChag. That's why the Mishnah gave that example. What was the chiddush? Kid Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, to teach his particular din, that we said that you'd blow on the Mizbeach not blowing the shofar on the Malah Asiris. That's why he specifically chose that case. So the Gemara said, okay, you could choose both cases. What's wrong with teaching both cases? Lisnei ha, v'lo lisnei ha. Lisnei ha, v'lo lisnei ha. So I say, I'll do mi kamar. Lisnei ha, v'lo lisnei ha. Could you only teach one, not another? Only one example is allowed. You can't give two examples. Lisnei ha, v'lo lisnei ha. Teach a case of Erev Shabbos, Shabbos HaChag, and also teach Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Both of them are two cases where you can have 48 keels. Why not teach both of them? So the Gemara says, ton of Ishire. So we know that many times the Mishnahs don't teach every example. They leave something off the list. They're not always so exhaustive. So now we left off the list the case of Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos was left off the list. So my Shire at the High Shire. So we know, whenever the Mishnah leaves something off, it never leaves just one thing off. Because if it was leaving just one thing off, maybe I'll just include it. So if it's leaving one thing off, there must be at least two things that are left off. So if you're going to tell me Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos was left off the list, there must be another case that was also left off the list. So my Shire, what was left off the list? The High Shire. We left this case, Shire Erev HaPesach. Now going to Amr Beis now to explain Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, we know we bring a Karban Pesach. And there are three groups of people who bring a Karban Pesach. So Rashi explains the top line of Nun Dal Amr Beis here. Erev Pesach, Sheyesh B'Shchitas Pesach, Chaf Zayin Tekiyos. There are 27 Tekiyos. Sheh Pesach Nishchat B'Gimel Kisos. There are three groups, Kas Achar Kas. Kedamar b'tamid shashach nishchat rather kolkas koras kora as a halal gimel pamim. They'd read it. Each group would read halal three times, and they blow the shofar each time they read halal. So that means the first group they blow the shofar three times for first halal, three times for the second halal, and three times for the third halal. That's nine for the first kat, and then the next kat. You have a total of 27 tkios that are blown during the Erev Pesach, plus the 21 on every single day. 27 plus 21 is 48. So just like Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos has 48 tekiyos was left off the list, so to our Pesach, which also has 48, was left off the list. So I said, no, that's not a good raya. Imishim Erev Pesach, top line of Nun Dalam and Bezir. Imishim Erev Pesach, Lav Shiru, that's not called left off the list, because the Hamani, who's the author of our Mishnah here? It's Rabbi Yehudahi, Damar Meimeyem Shokat Shlishis, He says, never in the history of the Beis HaMikdash did they ever reach far into the third kat at all. They never even reached the Kapitla Ahafti. They read just the first couple Kapitlach of a Halal the first time around. So granted, the first kat, they read the Halal three times, and there's a three tekiyos for each Halal. There were nine tekiyos for the first kat, and there are nine tekiyos for the second kat. The third kat, they just got three tekiyos off. They couldn't make it even for the first, or even through the first halal, let alone the second and third. So there were not 27 tekiyos according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's not considered left off the list. So Gemara says, wait a second. Delok Rabbi Yehuda, hi Alkimna, Delok Rabbi Yehuda, we read it, our Mishnah here, our Mishnah back on Nun Gimel Mbez, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Remember we had the range of our Mishnah was 21 to 48. Rabbi Yehuda said the range was 7 to 16. Rabbi Yehuda is not our Mishnah. So now we're suggesting that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah, and that's why Erev Pesach was left off the list? No, we already established he's not the author of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, V'dilma haitana savrla kivasa b'chanda u'palagala b'chanda. Maybe our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda in respect to one din, in terms of Erev Pesach, that they never made it through the full kat, the third kat at all, and maybe he argues from Yehuda Lagabi the count that's 21 to 48 tekiyos as opposed to 7 to 16. So it's not so clear again. So back to square one. Erev Pesach is not necessarily left off the list. It may not have 48 tekiyos. But Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos certainly does have 48 tekiyos. So why was that left off the list? So Gemara says, Elamai Shire, Tai Shire, Shire, Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Erev Shabbos. That case, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree. That although by Erev Pesach in general, the first kat has 9 tekiyos, and the next kat has 9 tekiyos, and the last kat only has 3 tekiyos, you're missing 6. Those 6 come if it falls out, if it coincides Erev Shabbos, where you have the 6 tekiyos of Levatim Ramlacha, now you have Apik Shes, but Ayel Shis, you're going to bring in 6. That gives you a total of 48 tekiyos, even Erev Pesach, Shel Chalios, Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos rather. So now you have that was left off the list, so through Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos was left off the list. So in the end of the day, we have a total of 3 different days where you can have 48 total tekiyos. So now the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, V'ein mosifin al memchas. Never do you have more than 48 tekiyos. V'lo, we don't. Is that really true? V'ha ika erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If it falls out on Pesach, you're going to have more. Why will you have more? So now if it falls out, we already had 48. When erev Pesach is erev Shabbos, you have 48. when it falls down Shabbos, you lose six because you don't need the tekios for levatim nemlacha. So you're down to now 42. But now Musaf of Shabbos gets you another 9. That jumps to 51 now. So he says now, Eli Rabbi Yehuda, Chamishin V'chadah, that's 51. And Eli Rabbanan, they hold, on Erev Pesach, you have 27. You have a full 9 for the last cut. So you get another 6 more for him. So you're going to have now, Eli Rabbanan, Chamishin V'sheva, they're going to be 57 tekios on Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos V'Shabbos, according to Rabbanan. Either way, it's certainly more than 48, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbanan. So answers the Gemara, Ki Katani Midei De'isa B'chal Shana. We only taught, the only examples we have, things that happen annually. Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos does not have happen annually. The Gemara says, Erev Shabbos, the Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, the less of B'chol HaShana, V'Shana Lo Katana, doesn't happen every single year, and therefore we didn't teach it. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Atu Erev Shabbos, Shebesoch HaChag, Mi'isa B'chol HaShana? Will we ever have a case where, is it always true that Erev Shabbos falls out on during the Sukkot? Sometimes you don't have that case. Why not? What's a case where you don't have an Erev Shabbos B'Sochachag? Kagon Shechal Yom Tov Rishon B'Erev Shabbos. When the first day of Sukkot falls out on Erev Shabbos on a Friday, it's a Yom Tov Shabbos. So then, that situation, you will not have Erev Shabbos Sukkot. It won't be an Erev Shabbos because it's going to go, first day is Friday, and the last day will be a Friday, and Shemiyat Teretz is ready by Shabbos. You don't have this situation happen. So the Gemara says no. Ki Mikli, when this happens, when the first day of Sukkot falls out on a Friday, they won't let it happen. Yom Tov Rishon Ber Shabbos, when it happens, Madchei Dachinale, they push it off. And based on Rashi quotes, based on different concerns of when that's, because that means Yom Kippur ends up falling out on a Sunday. When Kippur falls out on Sunday, if there's a mace, and there's a vegetable begin to rot. Some different reasons the Gemara Shon explains why we don't have a Yom Kippur fall out on a Sunday. But therefore, whenever we can never have a Yom Tov Rishon Shechal Yos Erev Shabbos, and therefore this will never happen. So what's my time? What's the reason? Kevan Deikla Yom Tov Rishon Shechag Yos Erev Shabbos. Because if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Friday, that means Yom Kippur Eimas Havi. That's Bechad Shabbos. That falls out on a Sunday. Hilkach Dachinolei. We push it off because Rashi quotes the Sugin Rosh Hashanah. Two different concerns. You look at Rashi 5 lines or 6 lines up. Rashi says here, "My taima b'cha b'shaba b'chashina mishum yirka u'mishum masya." Either it means because the mace will be unburied for a couple of days, or because the vegetables will go bad, or something like that. Either way, we push it off in that scenario. So Gemara says, "Wait a second. Umidachinale? Is it really true? We push it off. We never let Yom Kippur fall out on a Sunday. Don't we have a Mishnah clearly that tells us in Maseches Shabbos, Vatanan, Chelvei Shabbos Kraven b'Yom Kippurim?" That the fats of Shabbos can be makir Yom Kippur, which means leftover fats from Shabbos can be burnt on Yom Kippur. That means Yom Kippur is going to be on a Sunday, so it can happen. Vama Rebbe Zera, ki avinam be Rav, bebavel hava Amri. When I was in Bavel, in the house of Rav, the base medrash of Rav, the Tani Yom Kippurim shechalios be'erev Shabbos lo hayu token. Whenever Yom Kippur falls out on a Friday, they would not blow the tekios to tell people to stop doing work because they already stopped doing work. It was already Yom Kippur Friday, so there's no need to blow a shofar on Friday if it's Yom Kippur. And the flip side, Uve Matzei Shabbos, if Yom Kippur is on a Matzei Shabbos Sunday, Lo Yom Avdilin, they wouldn't need to do Havdalah, which Rashi explains here. They would not need to, if you look at Rashi 2 lines down, 2 Y lines down, Lo Hayom Avdilin Al HaKos, Bein Kodesh LeKodesh, Kedach Shem Avdilin Mishabbos LeYom Tov. You don't need to make Havdalah on Matzei Shabbos leading into Yom Kippur. To Hosam Hu, She Hayote Chomer VaNichnas Kal, because there, when you're dropping from Shabbos LeYom Tov, it's a drop of Kedusha, so you need to make a Havdalah. Aval, when it comes to Kana, Nichnas, Chomer, Kiyotzi, Le'inyan, Kol Yisra Melacha, Yom Kippur is more stringent than Yom Kippur, Legabi Yisra Melacha. Rather, Yom Kippur is more stringent than Shabbos, Legabi Yisra Melacha. It's an elevation of Kedusha, V'havi Aminan, Divya Kolhi. Everyone holds that way. Bein the Rabbi Yishmael, Bein the Rabbi Kiva. So therefore, we see that either way, what comes out from this, the Yom Kippur can fall out on a Sunday. So the Gemara then says, again, back inside the Gemara, Had the Tanya, Yom Kippur, Mishachalios, Be'erev Shabbos, Lohi Token. Over Matzei Shabbos, Yom Kippur falls Matzei Shabbos, Lo Yom Avdilin, Divrei Koli. So clearly Yom Kippur can fall out on a Sunday. And if Yom Kippur can fall out on a Sunday, that means Yom Tov Rishon Shoshut, so Sukkot can fall out on an Erev Shabbos. So this does happen sometimes. So Gemara says, Kislikas Hahasam, when he got to there, Ashka Chal Rebbe Yehuda, Brei Debe Shimon Ben Pazi, the Yosef Akam Rebbe Kiva, he said this was actually Rebbe Kiva, not Divrei Koli. Either way, what comes out from all this is, Lo kasha, there is no contradiction. We're going to need to look at Rashi in just a second here. We're going to see there's no contradiction whether or not this happens, whether Yom Kippur could fall on Sunday or not Yom Kippur, or it can't fall out on Sunday. It's actually Machlokas tonight. Gemara explains, Lo Kashya, Harabanan ha'acherim hi, the Tanya acherim omrim ein bein atzeres la'atzeres vein bein Rosh Hashanah l'Rosh Hashanah el arbam yom bilvad, that the only difference is between this year and last year, there's always 4 days of a difference of the calendar year, meaning if let's say Rosh Hashanah was a Sunday this year, next year it's going to be on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it'll be on a Thursday, next year 4 day difference. Why? Because we know in the lunar calendar there are 354 days of the year. That's divided by 7 evenly, 350, there's a remainder of 4, so there's always a difference of 4 days of which day of the week the Yom Tov falls out in. But if it's a leap year, we add 29 days, like this year, there's another 29 days, so 7 goes into 29 4 times, and the remainder 1, that means there's going to be 1 plus 4, 5 day difference between the last year's when Rosh Hashanah fell versus this year's. What does that have to do with anything we're talking about? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains here around 4 wide lines down, at the end of the line, he says, Ki slikas lahasam ashkachase the Rabbi Yehuda, braid the Rav Shimon ben Pazi, the Yosef of Kamer Rabbi Kivahi, vahasam befarish the milsa, mishmina nami, mi brisa, the chal Yom Kippur Matzah Shabbos. Fine. Either way, you have a brisa, Yom Kippur can fall out in a brisa. And the Gemara answers, ha rabbanon ha acherim, masnisin rabbanon, the plig yad acherim. Our Mishnah hold like the rabbanon, vami ma'abrin acholdish l'tzorech. That even though Achayim were very absolute, there's always 4 days or maybe 5 days of Iber Shana to have the difference between this year and that last year. The Rabban argue and say, no, it's not absolute. They could adjust it how they need. And if they see that this year, that Yom Tov Rishon will fall out Erev Shabbos, they'll add another day. They're not limited. They're not bound to the four or five days. And therefore, although the Achayim say it's very absolute, and if it turns out Yom Kippur falls down Sunday, let it be. Chachamim argue and say it can't be that case, and they'll make sure to avoid it. And for that reason, we can never have a case whereby Yom Tov Rishon falls out on Friday, and it's not a shaila that Pesach will fall out on Shabbos either, and you won't have, or because it's very rather uncommon, and therefore they didn't list the Mishnah of those things that didn't happen, did not happen every single year. So again, that which happens every single year is the Erev Shabbos of Sukkot will be 48 tekiels. All the other cases we had of Rosh Hashanah and Pesach, Shechal Yos Erev Pesach, or Shabbos, will not be listed in the Mishnah because it does not happen every single year. Let's finish off the daf now. The Gemara says two wide lines down, Meisive. Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh, Docha Shir Shal Shabbos. The Shir that we say Rosh Chodesh, is Baruch Hinafshi, is going to Docha Bizbar Shil Yom HaShabbos. Now, if it's really true that we said before that every single Musaf deserves its own shir and its own set of tekiels to it, so Lema, the Shabbos, Lema, the Rosh Chodesh. Why not say both of them? Why are we saying Rosh Chodesh is docha that of a Karba Musaf, Shabbos? So it must be we're not correct what we said earlier. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Safra, my docha, docha l'kadim. It doesn't mean that we say Barchi Nafshi instead of the Mizmor Shir. It doesn't mean we blow shofros of Rosh Chodesh and not that of Shabbos. It's simply that we change the order. That although normally we would say Mizmor Shir Shabbos, you would think you should say it first. We actually say Rosh Chodesh before Shabbos. But you say both of them, and each one deserves its own set of tekiels. Gemara says, Va'amai, why would you have Rosh Chodesh go before Shabbos? We have a klal throughout all of Shas, Tadir, Vishenu Tadir, Tadir Kodim. And certainly Shabbos is more frequent. It happens every single week, while Rosh Chodesh happens only every single month. So why would you put Rosh Chodesh before Shabbos? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Leida, Shehuk for Rosh Chodesh Bizmano. So in order to let people know that Rosh Chodesh, people did not always know when Rosh Chodesh was. So they wanted to do all they could do to make it be very clear when is Rosh Chodesh, make all types of announcements, and then by them making Baruch Hinafshi said before Mizmor Shir, that was a great indicator to tell everybody today's Rosh Chodesh, so they would know when Yom Tov would be thereafter. So Gemara says, V'haya keira avdinon, ha keira achrina avdinon. Was this the only hecker? Was this the only announcement that they had for Rosh Chodesh, that they had Baruch Hinafshi before Mizmor Shir? Wasn't there another indicator that was Rosh Chodesh? What was the other indicator? The Tanya, Chil ve'tamid shel shachar, nitanin mechate kevesh ulemate b'mizrach. When they shech the carbon, and they had to line up all the different limbs before burning the mizbeach, they lined up the tamid shel shachar on the bottom half of the ramp, on the eastern part of the ramp. And shem musafin, nitanin mechate kevesh ulemate b'marav, and the carbon musaf of Shabbos they put on the left side, the western part of the ramp, on the lower half. But shel rosh chodesh, Nitanan Tachas Kurkov HaMizbeach Ulamata, which was an area that was the upper half of the ramp. It was much higher up. And when people were in the base of Mikdash, they saw that the upper part of the ramp was full of the animal, that was a great indicator, oh, today must be Rosh Chodesh, because every other day they put it on the lower half of the ramp, this was on the upper half of the ramp, so wasn't that the indicator of Rosh Chodesh? Why also change the order of the shear and to circumvent the halacha of Tadr Shino Tadr, Tadr Kodesh? So the Gemara answers on the top of Nun Chay, we'll stop here, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, the reason why they put it on the top half of the ramp of the Rosh Chodesh, Leida Shukra Rosh Chodesh Bizmano. Gemara said, you're right, Eina Chanami, Treha Keira of Dinon. They did two types of reminders, two types of things to recognize as Rosh Chodesh. The Chazi Hai, Behai Chazi. Whoever saw that the way it was lit, and laid down in the ramp, they saw the hacker, and those who saw that they did the Shir Shel Rosh Chodesh before Shel Shir Shabbos, they saw that. What's wrong with having two reminders? And that's where they ended the dinner. So let's finish and recap what we did today, a lot we did. The Gemara spoke firstly about the machlokas, whether or not you blow the shofar on the Mizbeach or the Malam Asara, the 10th step. So they're mutually exclusive. Our Mishnah Paskin, you do it Al-Gabim Mizbeach and not Lamala Asiris. Then we had the Braisa of Rabacha who brought from the south the din that every single Karim Musaf deserves its own set of 9 different tequils. And then we went through the different days of 48 blasts on Erev Shabbos, Shabbosoch HaChag. Then turn there really be 51. And we said that no, they don't blow the shofar when you draw the water on Shabbos. You're missing a lot of them. And then the Gemara says, well, wait a second, Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, that's going to have 48. And the Gemara says, no, they left you off the list, just like they left off Erev Pesach, Shechalios Erev Shabbos, we also left off the list. And then the Gemara says, wait a second, Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos, we'll have either 51 or 57 tickets. Why was that left off the list? That's even more than the 48. And the Gemara said, since it doesn't happen every single year, they didn't include those things unless it was happening annually. And the Gemara then went on to discuss that Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, so Sukkos, can never fall out on Friday, because if it does fall on Friday, they'll make sure to push it off. And then we ended up saying it was actually a machlokas between a Chayim that says, no, the calendar is very absolute. If it falls out, it falls out. Rabban argued, our Mishnah argument says that we would not let it fall out. We make sure to add another day in Elul to make sure it wouldn't fall out that way. And finally, that Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, when they coincide with each other, we have both a shear for Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. We just change the order of Rosh Chodesh first in order to highlight and to announce that Rosh Chodesh is today, in addition to also placing the carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh on the top half of the ramp in order to also let everybody know that today is in fact Rosh Chodesh.